Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay. Welcome to our brand new podcast, where we talk all things telly with me, Claire.
And me, Rebecca. Each week, we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching.
And we'll be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be series thinking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch so we can chat about it next time.
And we'd love it if you would tune in along with us.
This is Spilling the TV.
Are we on episode 5?
Yes. Episode 5.
Are you ready? And action. Claire, welcome to episode 5.
Yes, episode 5. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. It's how has your week been?
Mixed bag.
Okay.
Yeah, mixed bag. Busy in work, busy at home. I actually thought I hadn't watched too much TV, but it turns out I did. It's been a mixed bag. What about you?
At the risk of sounding like an awful moan, because I feel like I have been moaning a lot this week. I don't know. I don't know if it's COVID catch up or I don't know, whatever it is. I'm just having one of those weeks where things that are usually very manageable are just wrecking my head. Or, you know, you're just trying to get through your list and you're ticking and you're ticking and you're just chasing your tail, or you're going 3 steps forward and 5 steps back. But I'm so glad that you're here.
Oh, I'm so mad.
When I texted you earlier, a full disclosure, so I texted Claire to say, look, I'm running a bit behind. Can you come a bit later? I haven't done this, I haven't done that. And you're just so kind always. And honestly, Claire, what are you doing shaking your head? Do you want to say no? I'm not. No, honestly, it's just, anyway,
look,
thank you.
Sure, you know, we've all been there. We all know what it's like. I think it's part of living in this era. Mm-hmm. Everything's so busy, everything's so fast and so frenetic, and people want things done yesterday. Mm. And then, you know, you've got a busy life. You've got a small toddler. You're working full time. You're
it's crazy.
Amazing. You're a podcast mogul.
Well, that's it. I think that is it. I think the working thing and the balancing pattern, making sure that you're giving it. Do you know what happened yesterday? So I was working, mad day, finally finished, came down, was like, okay, we'll spend some time together. Crayons on the wall and on the couch. And I, you know what? It's crayons. It'll come off.
It will.
And usually...
Milk gets crayons off textiles.
Where were you yesterday?
Milk.
What?
I know. Then you have the smell of milk, but I think that's easier to get out. Milk, honestly, I saw someone demonstrate it. It was like mind blown.
What? Milk, if I'd have only known. I just felt like because I was tired, I was extra harsh on him with the crayons. He said to me, Mommy's very cross.
Oh.
I know. And then sure.
But isn't it good that he noticed that that was kind of out of the ordinary for you?
Oh, well, that's true. Claire, look at you finding the silver lining. You know. We had a lovely reaction to last week's podcast. And I do think, Claire, that was largely down to your openness and your honesty around our menopause chat.
I don't know. Well, we did have very good feedback about the menopause or good interaction about that in the menopause section. But equally, we had very good feedback about our quiz.
Well, the quiz was outstanding.
Yeah, well, lots of people were telling me how crap I was.
You were so put on the spot, though.
Yeah, no clue. Roger did much better than me, my husband.
Did he?
Yeah, way better.
It's much harder on the spot.
Oh, so much harder.
I would never do anything like a radio quiz because I wouldn't know my own name, I think, if someone asked me on the spot.
Yeah.
So I did, when I put the quiz together, I was like, oh God, is this really mean to just throw you under the bus?
I know, it was great. I really enjoyed it. The other thing that I was getting good feedback on, and I haven't told you this yet, was your impression of Tiffany from EastEnders.
I'm not an incubator for your baby.
Yeah. And Roger's been going around saying it at home as well.
Such a good line, isn't it?
Such a good line. Yeah.
That's good. Well, it's lovely to hear. And thank you again to everybody who sends us messages on Instagram. We love that.
Yeah. Keep that coming in because it keeps us in the know about what you're liking and what you're watching and what you're enjoying. So, yeah, we really love you talking to us on Instagram.
You put up a question on Instagram this week asking people what they were binging. You were great this week on the socials, by the way.
I probably had a bit more time by the sounds of things.
You're good.
You're very good at it.
So you asked people what they're binging this week.
Real mixed bag, actually.
So do you want to maybe give us an idea of what people told you they were watching?
Yeah, really. Some things I've never heard of. So Gilded Age. Gilded Age, I think I have heard of. Is that the one with Cynthia Nixon?
I don't know.
Out of Sex and the City. So that's one. Reacher.
I've heard. Is this Jack Reacher or something?
No, I think it's just Reacher. Kevin can f*** himself.
Claire, which, this is a swear-free zone.
Yeah, well, not anymore. It's not, Rebecca. But actually, I think I have watched some of that. It's a bit of a complex premise, but I think I might go back and look at it. The Dropout, never heard of that.
I feel like I have heard of that. I'll Google it.
We Crashed.
No.
The Ypres Files?
No.
That's like a 1960s MI5 thing set like in the Cold War. Working Mums?
Yes.
Which is in season 6 and I had never watched it.
Had you not?
No.
I was only talking to someone about that during the week. It's a great one. That's a good
one. I actually started watching it. Yeah, I started watching it the first series.
Cool.
What else? Puppy Dog Pals?
No. Sounds like something Patter might like.
And Liar.
Okay, I saw that when it was out originally, but I saw it's just gone up on Netflix.
I see that. Yeah, I watched that the first time. It is, you really get sucked into it and you're not too sure.
Isn't it so funny, just the amount of shows that are out there at the moment? Like,
yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing actually and it's kind of hard to know what to watch, which is why we are here.
Yeah, exactly.
To help you.
To help you somewhat.
Yes.
Filter out some of the good stuff and the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned you watched Working Moms. Was there anything else off script that caught your eye this week?
Off script, yes. I watched Back to Life. Have you seen that?
No.
So Back to Life is like a very dark comedy drama that actually was out in 2018 and I wasn't aware of it. So it's about a woman in her 30s who gets out of prison after serving 18 years. And for the first couple of episodes, you don't know why.
Okay, this sounds so I'm in already.
Yeah. And anyway, it's about her trying to reintegrate into her life. And she moves back into her parents' home in the hometown where she was when she went to prison. And then it's slowly revealed what she did. Okay. So I won't spoil it for you. But I'm really enjoying it.
And where can we watch it? What's it on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to add that to my list.
And I actually think that there may even be a second series out as well. But I'm on the first series.
Okay.
So watch that. As I said, I watched Working Mums, which I've watched a couple of episodes of and really enjoyed. It's good fun. I think I probably would have related to it more had I had young kids, like toddlers. But it's great fun. Ozark, finished it. I won't give any spoilers.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
Okay.
It was like a Greek tragedy. I just loved it.
Okay.
Gogglebox is back on the Channel 4. Gogglebox.
We're addicts. We watch it every week. That's our Friday ritual.
Oh, us too. It's such easy watching, isn't it?
If we might not, honestly, it's kind of sad to say, but we might not sit down together Monday to Thursday to watch something. Because usually one of us is tipping away at work in the evening, but we always sit down and watch Gogglebox on
a
Friday.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's just such a ritual.
It's laugh out loud.
You have a Gogglebox past.
Oh. Yes, Roger and I were on season 4 for about 4 episodes.
Of Gogglebox Ireland.
Yeah. It was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. We joined quite late during the series because Virgin Media were buying over TV3 and there was a whole
palaver.
So we weren't on it for very long, but we really enjoyed it.
Do you ever get recognised because of it?
Roger does.
Does he?
Yeah, I did when it was being filmed. Mm. I did a couple of times in shops mostly. But Roger still gets recognised.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's
really
so
weird.
Fun. Can we put up a picture of Roger
with
on
his
our
mask
socials?
On. must be his hair and his voice once he speaks.
Well, you both have quite distinctive voices.
Yeah, he's got a really distinctive voice though, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he gets recognised still. I mean, actually, when I started my new job, one of the nurses came over to me one day and said, have we worked together before? She said, I recognise you and I know your face and, you know, I even know the sound of your voice. And it would never have dawned on me to say to her, except that someone in the canteen who knew me from a previous job had been talking about it. And then I said to her, did you watch Gogglebox? She's gone, that's it. That's it.
I bet you there's someone listening to this podcast going, I knew you recognised her
maybe,
voice.
Maybe. Anyway, look, sure. It was an experience.
Yeah, I think you're great for doing that kind of thing. And it's something our friend, our mutual friend Sheila, had said to me about you, Claire, is that you just go for things. You don't overthink it. You just go.
No, I don't really overthink. You know, I don't really overthink things. If something sounds like fun and something I haven't done before and it sits with my values, I will go for it.
I love it. Yeah. You're great.
Yeah. Are you the same?
I'm not. I'm a little bit more hesitant than you, but I'm learning your ways.
Good.
I'm getting
good.
There. Good. I watched something that we mentioned last week. I was so disappointed. So I watched How I Met Your Father.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. They did that thing. So I didn't really, I wasn't a How I Met Your Father person.
No.
And I don't know if this is in How I Met Your Father because I don't think
How
I've
Met
ever,
Your Mother.
Sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
I wasn't really a How I Met Your Mother person. And this might be a stylistic thing, but they just do this canned laughter.
Oh.
And it really, really threw me because it just was like, it was, yeah. Do you know what? I wouldn't be recommending it.
What was it, someone who said to you, or did you say to someone, don't waste 27 minutes of your life?
So a friend of mine
he
sent us a DM on
Instagram.
At Spilling the TV. and he had said, don't waste your time watching it. And I wasted my time watching it and I should have taken his
advice.
But look,
you've watched it now and you know that that's not...
It's not for me?
No.
No.
Park that one.
What else did I watch? Oh, Claire.
What?
Another one that we had flagged from last week. Our Father
on
Netflix.
Oh my goodness. Rebecca, I only started watching it this evening.
Mm.
And I'm looking forward to going back.
Yeah, it's harrowing.
Yeah. The first 10 minutes were very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the format. But what an evil guy.
Yeah.
From what I can see so far.
Yeah, it doesn't really get any better.
Oh.
It's just to give anyone an idea of the background, this is a documentary on Netflix about a man in the States who was a fertility doctor who ended up using his own sperm in procedures and fathered an enormous number of children. And you know what? I'm not even going to go with the figure because that's kind of part and parcel of the documentary. Yeah. But it was just bizarre, Claire, because it wasn't even, not that this is any better, but there were women who went in there to use donor sperm and he swapped that out. But there was also women,
couples
men and women going in and
he
swapped. It was.
I know, it was grotesque.
Mm.
So there are men who were raising children who they felt were their biological children and they only found out in, you know, when they were adults, when their children were adults, that they weren't their biological father.
I know. And what I didn't know about it, I mean, the name slightly alludes to it, but the reasoning behind it was interesting. And I won't go into it because that's, again, part of the discovery of the documentary. But it was actually, it was a hard watch. It was really sad. I found it really, really sad and upsetting. And there's a lot of hurt around it. And
I
think it's one to watch. I think it's worth watching.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Keep with it. It's, I mean, it's a one-off, but it's
okay.
good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll stick with it because, as I say, I only watched the first half hour just this evening. So I will go back.
Stick with and it. Finish it. And yeah, just be aware it's a heavy enough watch.
Yeah.
One that I started watching, but I just didn't get around to finishing, is the new Mother Teresa documentary on Netflix.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's up there. So from what I can read from like the blurb, I think it's kind of, it's not all positive. It's kind of from her critics, her supporters, and journalists.
Interesting.
So it will be interesting. So I'm looking forward to finishing that. Did I ever tell you I met Mother Teresa?
No.
Mm-hmm. I met Mother Teresa.
Oh my God.
I know. So,
hi.
So where I'm from in Cork, Blarney, there are a convent of her nuns there.
Ah.
And I don't really know the ins and outs of it, but I just remember she touched my hand.
Oh my goodness,
I know.
Rebecca.
Because she was... she was one of the most well-known people.
Yeah, she was. Her and Princess Diana around the same time. Because they died. I know. I have to say, this is terrible. I don't want to burst your Mother Teresa bubble.
Did you meet Princess Diana?
No, I didn't. I have met three presidents, though.
Who?
No, two presidents.
Irish presidents.
No, American.
Tell me.
Oh, that's another story.
Just tell me.
I know.
Just who they are.
Bill Clinton. Yeah, and Donald Trump.
Did you?
I did, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're going to have to tell us another time if
I'll
you want.
I'll tell another time. But anyway, Mother Teresa...
That's only two presidents.
Yeah, no, I lied. It was two, not three.
Oh. Is that why you didn't want to go?
Yeah, no. I thought for a second it was three, but no, it was two. When you mentioned Mother Teresa, the first thing that came into my head... This is terrible. So... Remember when Princess Diana died and Elton John sang Candle in the Wind? And then this is terrible. When Mother Teresa died, we were saying he should sing Sandals in the Bin.
Who said that? Was that a thing that was going around at the time?
Yeah.
Do you know what? For some reason, that hasn't been covered in the documentary.
No, that's good. Oh, gosh. Anyway. Oh, Mother Teresa. She was gorgeous little woman.
I wish I had a video camera on me right now.
Oh, my kids video me laughing all the time. When I go into this fits of laughing, I can see the cameras coming out.
Were you like this in school?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm like this all the time. Oh, no, I have a real giggle. I have a real, uncontrollable giggle.
Oh.
But, yeah. So there you are.
So that's what you thought of when I mentioned Mother Teresa.
Yeah, yeah. So, but was the documentary worth watching?
I don't know. I'm going to stick with it. I literally only watched the start of it. But I'm going to keep going with it.
Good. Well, actually, on another uplifting documentary that I watched that you had mentioned.
The death of Mother Teresa now, I wouldn't really say it's an uplifting. Go on. I'm interested.
Was Clodagh.
Oh
yeah.
So I had seen that was on a few weeks back. It was on RT. It was on RT, was it?
Yeah. So it probably still is available.
Was it good?
Yeah, I find it really interesting because I had never heard of her.
Me neither.
And she was a real and is still a real trailblazer in so many ways, not only in design but also just in feminism and just her attitude to forging her own path and doing her own thing. So she was Irish. She was born in Mayo, and her first marriage was to this guy called Desmond O'Kennedy. I can't remember now whether he was like a political figure or he was very well connected in political circles. She came from an aristocratic background, and her father wanted her to study arts in Trinity, and she wanted to do design, so he kicked her out of the house.
Oh my God.
She set up her own atelier at 17 years of age.
In Dublin or Mayo? Or?
In Dublin.
Wow.
And anyway, then at age 27, she wanted to separate from her husband, and she wasn't, if she left the family home, she would give up all rights to her children in Irish law at that time. God. So anyway, they eventually divorced. She went off to Spain. She met her future husband. And then she kind of diversified out into interior designs, and she is like one of the most prolific designers in New York.
Wow.
And she's got an like international business with celebrity profiles, but she's like designed spas and hotels all over the world, and she's amazing. I'd never heard of her.
I hadn't either when I saw it, so it's worth watch.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was incredible. She's just this very zen, you know, lady with a real presence who just...
Does she have an Irish accent?
She does, yeah. That kind of mid-Atlantic accent, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And she had three sons, and one of whom died when he was in his early 20s. He had a learning disability. And then she's two other sons, and they're both, I think, in the family business with her. But it's fascinating, really fascinating.
I know you texted me, so I know you watched Let's Make a Love Scene.
I did.
Go on, I missed it. Tell me.
Oh, what. Did you?
Yeah, did I miss it?
There's only two episodes, I think.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So I had read the blurb. It was kind of an intimacy coach, but it was a dating format. Mm-hmm. So what exactly was it?
So the format was that there was a dating coach and an intimacy coach and an acting coach. And there was one guy and he had to recreate a scene, a famous love scene from a film, three different films.
Like sex scenes, right?
Yeah, sex scenes. Okay. And they recreated the scenes. And then at the end of it, he had to decide which woman he felt a connection with and go on a date with her. The funny thing about it was pure trash.
Mm.
But I found it interesting just from even from an acting perspective.
Mm. Yeah.
But also, I think if we were asked to do something like that, having had no acting experience, we would have been cringing, cameras on us. Mm. But it's a different era now. Young people are so used to having cameras in their faces, you know, making TikToks and social media. And so that he was very comfortable very quickly. Gosh. With the love scenes.
Do you think, I often think when I'm watching these Channel 4 formats, and I love them and I think some of them are really clever and out there and daring, but I often think, well, this would never work in Ireland. You'd never cast this with an Irish.
Yeah, I think that could be true enough, but then it could be a surprise. I don't know.
Is it just gratuitous, or is it as a concept, is it a bit like...
I don't know if you would really connect with it if you weren't interested in sort of the behind the scenes of acting.
Mm.
I think that's kind of where it got an interest for me.
Was it very technical? Like, did you learn anything? Was there take
home? Did I learn anything? No, I know. But I suppose what I learned is, like, if your husband was an actor and was away off doing a love scene and they were telling you that it was really technical and there were loads of people around, yeah, that's fair enough. But there still could be a bit of a spark.
Yeah.
That you weren't expecting to be there with your fellow actor, I think.
Have you ever acted a love scene?
Funny you should ask.
A romance scene.
I have, actually. Yeah, I have. It was all very innocent.
Mm.
But yeah, I have. I'm not going to say anything more about that.
Okay, was it with Donald Trump?
No.
Okay. So let's have a look at maybe what's coming up this week. And I think the most exciting thing for me, I know it's aired on the UK on the BBC, but I didn't watch it, but Conversations with Friends.
Yes.
Starting tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so we record on a Tuesday. This will air on the Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
By the nature of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, this will have aired last night.
Yes, yes. So you've probably already watched it, and we will hopefully have watched it as well.
Oh, definitely.
Are you looking forward to it?
I honestly cannot wait. And I remember, I think I read Conversations with Friends before I read Normal People. I was just so into it.
Really?
But yeah, I loved it. And I remember when I got Normal People thinking, oh, this isn't going to be as good. Of course it was. But I loved Conversations with Friends.
You know, that's really funny because I have talked to some women who have read it and they just didn't, they're my age, just didn't get it.
Okay.
Didn't get the hype. I think in the initial feedback, because this has already gone out in BBC Three.
Okay, I haven't heard any feedback.
I have heard a little bit and I'm trying not to let it influence me.
Okay.
But I think they're kind of saying that in the short term anyway, it won't compare favourably to Normal People.
Mm.
But I'm dying to watch it. I haven't read Conversations with Friends.
You'd love it.
I probably would love it. I loved Normal People. Yeah. I loved Normal People. I couldn't put it down. I actually sat up to 3 o'clock in the morning one night to finish it.
Yeah, I know. It was magical, wasn't it?
It was.
Now, there was probably, now, not to take away from the incredible series, but it had that sweet spot of timing where we were all in lockdown. Mm-hmm. We all needed something to focus on. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of those things that just got the collective imagination going. How do you recreate that? How do you follow that? I can't wait. Honestly, can't wait.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it too. Normal People, for me, was probably the closest adaptation of a book that I have ever seen.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, there were about two scenes that were, so there was one scene that was in the series that wasn't in the book. It was a party scene. It wasn't kind of that relevant. And then there was another scene, though, that I thought was really relevant that they left out. Did I say this to you before?
No.
So there was a scene in the book where she is in that abusive relationship in Scandinavia somewhere.
Yeah.
And in the book, he is kind of being abusive to her, mm-hmm. or they're engaged in some sort of like masochistic sort of sexual behavior. Mm-hmm. And he says to her, "I love you." And that just is like a trigger. The scene was in it, but she didn't say that in the TV series.
So in the book, he says, "I love you."
Yes. And I thought it was so significant because I just thought, for some reason, that was a trigger for her to get out.
Okay.
And I think, I think that the backstory of her relationship with her father is probably an abusive relationship in some way.
Mm. Did you see that Daisy Edgar Jones is playing the lead in Where the Crawdads Sing?
Yes.
Did you read that book?
Oh, I loved that book. Same. Loved that book. That was another book I couldn't put down.
Mm. And we'll have to chat about that one. Yeah. Maybe we'll go to the cinema together. I haven't been to the cinema in so long.
Oh, we should.
There is actually an Irish language film out at the moment. You might have heard buzz about it. I can't. On Colin Kuhn.
Yes! I heard the guy, the director.
Colm.
Yes,
Colm
been buried. Interviewed.
Yeah. So,
yes.
This film has been so, so, so well received. And it's a husband-wife team, producer-director team. I haven't seen it yet, but I can't wait to see it. It sounds amazing. It's
really
gotten
does.
The most incredible reviews.
Yeah.
And it's gone to cinemas nationwide, I think. So that's definitely, it's not a TV show, but it's definitely one to check out.
Yeah.
And if there's anyone out there who'd like to babysit my son, I will go to see it with Craig. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, well, I'll come and babysit Potter for you.
Sold.
Brilliant. No, I will.
You're so good.
Do you know the other thing, just to say that there was something on this week, that did you get a chance to watch it? The Maeve Binchy documentary?
No, and we talked about it last week. Did you watch it?
I did, yeah. And it was really interesting because it sort of changed my perception of her writing and kind of how she kind of forged a path for people like Sally Rooney.
Really?
Aunt Marion.
Was that actually mentioned?
Yeah, it was. Because I suppose I definitely, when I came to Dublin at the start in the 90s, I was definitely reading Maeve Binchy, but I probably was just kind of reading them and not really giving them the reflection or the consideration that they deserved.
Mm. Because that might have been your age as well.
Yes,
you know.
I think it might have been, because she was writing about, you know, real social issues like abortion and divorce and affairs and
sex,
orgasms, things that we were living through in such a repressed way. And I don't think I really kind of realised the repression and suppression that we were experiencing. But she was talking about them, and she probably was the first kind of female novelist or any novelist to be writing about these things. And she did it in a very sort of easy, matter-of-fact, nonchalant way. And they were just talking about how she really forged that path for Sally Rooney and Marion Keyes and Tom Hanks contributed to the documentary in that there was footage of him talking about Maeve Binchy and what a massive fan he was of her books.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Your beloved Derry Girls came to a conclusion. And you know, I haven't caught up. And even myself and Craig were only talking about this week. We're like, why haven't we tuned into Derry Girls this series.
I think there's so much going on, you know, for you. And then there's a lot on TV at the moment as well.
But it's great.
It finished, so this goes out on Thursday. It finished last night with a double header. So it was Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
Okay, so you haven't watched it yet.
So I haven't seen it yet. Okay. So I am so looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. I think I have definitely enjoyed this series, the best of any series of Derry Girls. So, yeah, but I'm glad it's finishing as well.
Okay, you're ready for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it's time for the girls now to finish up. And I, you know, there is talk that there may be another series maybe of what the mothers were like when they were young.
Clever.
Well, initially I thought that's a great idea, but they sort of did an episode like that last week and it was fabulous. But I think, okay, just leave it there. So in terms of what's coming up this week, something that came out this week, it was Monday of this week, so the 16th it came out, so it'll be available on the player, and I haven't seen it yet, but it's called Growing Up in Direct Provision.
Oh, is it one of the RT investigates?
Yes. Okay. And so it follows one child, I think, as far as I know, whose family are trying to get asylum, obviously, in Ireland, and it's following his life growing up in direct provision. So I think that'll be interesting to watch, a good one to watch. And then there's another program coming up this week, it may actually even be out tonight, called Forgotten, The Widows of the Revolution.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
A historic doc.
Yes. So that's about the widows and children of the men executed following the Easter Rising.
Okay.
And kind of how they fared out.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting.
And sorry, when's that on?
I think that's Thursday, tonight.
Thursday.
Yeah. Then on Sky Atlantic, The Time Traveller's Wife is out this week. So did you
read? I read the book. Is that a series or a film? It's a film, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was a film, but this is a series.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, God, Sky Atlantic are churning out some great stuff at the moment.
So I wonder what that'll be like. I'm definitely going to tune in and see what that's like.
Should we talk about Maid?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I remember when it came to Netflix originally, I remember being really put off and thinking, oh, do you know what? This is just too sad looking, because I'd only read the blurb. But I loved it. I loved it. So I watched about 5 or 6 episodes. Yeah. And it is that. And I think that says it all. It is that kind of series where you're going.
Oh, yeah.
So I was flying to London and I just downloaded them to my iPad.
Yeah.
So I was child free on a plane with loads downloaded, and I just back to back. Loved it. Really enjoying it. I think she's brilliant.
She's fabulous.
And I've met loads of people who have watched it and didn't realise that she was Andy McDowell's daughter. Yeah.
It adds a whole different sort of dimension when you know that.
Oh, Andy McDowell's character is, she plays it incredible. She's so frustrating.
Oh, she is. You just want to strangle her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so good, isn't it?
It's really good. I'm loving
it. And then there's a little bit of surrealism in it as well.
I love that. Her little kind of quirky imagination. Yeah. And yeah, that's really smart and it's different. And
I would definitely encourage people to go and watch that if they haven't watched it already. And the first episode is very sad.
It is. It certainly is.
And it's all sad, but there's something uplifting about it and you're really hopeful all the time.
Yeah, it's not. Because that was the reason I wasn't watching. I was going, oh, this is going to be too upsetting. But it's not. It's really, it's great. It's worth watching.
I'm glad you're enjoying
it.
That.
Yeah.
And the other thing then that I finished, because when we last spoke, I had only watched half the series, but I finished it, was Love Life.
Isn't it great?
It's so good.
Different vibe now to Maid.
Yeah, I think you should like watch an episode of Maid and then watch an episode of Love Life.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I think of the two, Love Life and Maid. Love Life is an easy watch. It's kind of, you know, if you've had a tough day, sit down and just relax, put up your feet and watch it. Whereas Maid is a little bit more
an investment.
It's great. It's grittier, isn't it?
Yes.
But go on, talk to me about Love Life.
Oh, I just loved it. I think I explained this last week, but the premise is that you have 7 important relationships in your life. You know, you'll fall in love twice, you'll have your heart broken twice, and eventually you'll meet the person you spend the rest of your life with. You break someone's heart. But what was a lovely twist, I thought, in it, was that one of the relationships was her relationship with her mother. Which was a really important thing for her to heal, to understand. in order for her to be able to move forward. So I really liked that. And I loved the episode as well, the friendship with her friend Sarah and her unraveling. And
yeah, I loved the friendship storyline as well. And I think isn't it interesting how maybe the older you get, the more you realize how important female friendships are. Mm-hmm. I certainly do. I think
100%.
And it's not even since becoming a mum. It's well before that. I don't know. And like you, I loved that they focused on that, and they kind of, because I remember you saying, I want to get to know her more, but I do think that you get a full picture of her, don't you?
She's a good friend. She's a really good friend.
She's such a likable character. So
I think that's why it works so well.
Because you want her to succeed.
Yeah.
I don't want to kind of say too much about that, because there's a few kind of plot lines in it that are just, they grip you.
I wouldn't spoil it. Mm. But what I would say is that Love Life, like Darby's character in Love Life. So she's a girl who starts off, probably she's somewhere in her 20s, early 20s, and it progresses up, and she's depicted probably in her
mid 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's really likable. So for me, if you compared something like, say, Sex and the City and Love Life, like compared to Carrie's character, Darby is such a good friend. So she wants to find love. She's, you know, she wants to find a life partner. Mm-hmm. She wants to be successful in her job and her career and all of that. But at the heart of it, she's really likable and a really good friend. And I think she's the absolute antithesis to Carrie.
Yeah. We have to do a proper Sex and the City talk.
Yeah, we do.
We will. Do you know what? We'll put that on our schedule maybe for next week.
Yeah.
Let's do that. I watched episodes 1 and 2 of series 2 of Love Life.
Me too.
That's good. I'm interested to hear your take. Yeah. So basically, in episode 1, we meet our new protagonist, and it's a male, and we're at Darby and Magnus's wedding, and he just happens to be there. And I love those kind of little crossover things. So we then focus in on this guy, Marcus, who's married, but is kind of, is he happily married? I'm not sure. What did you think?
Well, first of all, I was delighted that it was a male protagonist this time.
Okay.
Because I think I liked Darby so much that I wasn't prepared. It's almost like having your second child. You don't think you'll love them as much. And then you do. You love them just as much, you know.
Just in case you're listening, Hugo.
Yeah. Love you, Hugo. So I was actually glad it was a male protagonist. Okay. Just so that there wasn't a direct comparison. Mm-hmm. And also, did you watch The Good Place?
The heaven, the...
Yes,
the, where,
with Kristen Bell.
I saw some of it. Was he in that?
He's in that. And he's this fabulous character called Chidi, and who's a completely uptight, you know, like academic.
Okay.
And it just showed me what a good actor this guy is, because he's very different. Mm. And I loved him. I really like it.
Okay. I had a slightly different reaction in that I kind of thought, oh, it's a guy. I don't know. Am I going to relate this much to a guy? But I'll definitely keep watching it, because I just loved series 1 so much. But my gut reaction was kind of going, is that really bad?
No, that's fine. No, you stick with it.
Okay.
I've probably watched about 4 episodes.
Okay, you're ahead of me.
Yeah, I really like it.
So you're recording them as well. And for anyone who is interested, it's airing currently on BBC One. Which we obviously don't have access to the player. So set your series link. And it will obviously be on Netflix soon.
It will eventually come to Netflix. And series 1 is on Netflix. And I would definitely encourage you to watch it, because it's good fun and it's easy.
Yeah.
And the characters are really likeable.
Yeah, really love that. Okay, that's a thumbs up from us. It's my turn to offer you a suggestion. Okay. So I actually put out the feelers for this last week. I don't know if you remember. When I spoke about the series called Younger.
Oh, yes.
I think I mentioned it briefly. Yes. We were talking about Hilary Duff.
Yes.
So she's in this.
Okay.
I think you can get it on Sky Atlantic.
Okay.
On Catch Up on Sky.
Okay.
And I would love for you to watch it. It's to give you just a basic premise. It's about a woman who splits up from her husband. She has a grown-up child, or a teenage child.
Mm-hmm.
And She wants to go back to the workforce, but she's finding it really hard to get hired because of her age. I think she works in publishing, and she is going for interviews and they're kind of asking her about social media and she's completely out of her depth.
Okay, so she, I like the sound of this,
tells a lie about her age.
Okay.
And that's all I'll say. I really, really, really loved it. Now, there are multiple series available to you.
Oh, wow.
So if you really get...
Well, that speaks volumes, I think.
Yeah, if you get your teeth into this... you'll have plenty to catch up on. I think it's a great, yeah, I think it's a great series.
Okay, looking forward to that.
Claire, episode 5 coming to an end.
I know, that's another one in the can.
Thank you everyone for listening, and please, please, please do come and say hi on @spillingthetv on Instagram. And if you are enjoying the show, please leave us a review. Mm-hmm. And if you're on any of the platforms, I think you can leave a rating, which would be amazing.
Yes, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and let us know if any of you have watched Younger, and what your thoughts are, and let's see if they align with Claire's when she watches next week.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, okay. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.